Welcome back to HealthLink on Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you with Dr. Leslie Coman. And we have been talking about lung cancer. And before the break, you started telling us that November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. So tell us more about that.
Yes, it is. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And we have a series of activities to highlight the importance of research and improved treatment for lung cancer.
And now there's hope. I mean, just from our conversation before the break, it sounds like there's really some hope ahead with the new research that's been done.
Right. November 4th, we invite the public to participate with us in a short event at 6 p.m. in front of University Hospital. Free parking will be provided, called Shine a Light on Lung Cancer. It's a vigil which will be held in more than 20 places all across the country simultaneously at the same time to let everybody know that we need more emphasis on lung cancer. Next year, I hope the National Football League will spend November advertising in favor of lung cancer research as they're doing for breast cancer research
this
year.
That'd be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Is this an annual event, Dr. Coman?
First annual.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
On Saturday, November 6th, starting in the morning about 8:30, there's a program called In the Crosshairs Update on Lung Cancer. We do this every year. This is a free educational program for the public with many interesting speakers, including physicians. This year, we're going to have the widow of a lung cancer victim talk about her experience and how she came to heal after this experience of her husband dying. And this will take place at the Oasis HealthLink Learning Center next door to the DoubleTree Hotel in Carrier Circle.
That's
Saturday morning, November 6th. Snacks will be provided. It'll be over late morning, time to watch the football game.
Yeah.
And then on November 9th, we will celebrate the symbolic groundbreaking for the Upstate Cancer Center. And on the Thursday before Thanksgiving, the American Cancer Society will sponsor the Great American Smokeout, which is a wonderful opportunity to take one day to have you or your loved ones not smoke.
Wow, that would be, if we could really pull that off, I mean, you know, nationwide, it would be a very profound change. But we're getting there. We're hoping. And as you mentioned, as I said before the break also, that we haven't had the kind of advocacy for lung cancer that we've had for other types of cancer.
That's right.
And it's about time, since it is the greatest killer.
Right. It receives only about $1 in research funding for every $14 per death spent on breast cancer research funding.
Yeah, that's
really need to ramp it up.
Yeah, that's shameful, actually. And the fact is that from the as you indicated earlier, some of the new research that's being done despite the limited funding is so hopeful that we'd like to see some more dollars directed there so we could maybe increase the odds of finding a cure, or, you know, ways of forestalling the untoward outcomes.
Right. And although the overall cure rate for lung cancer is rising very slowly, many, many patients who used to live only a year or so are now living 3 and 4 years, with much of that spent with quite good quality of life.
Yeah.
And this is very important for people.
Well, that's a perfect segue to talking about something that's very exciting, which is our new Upstate Cancer Center. And as I mentioned at the outset, you are the new medical director for the Cancer Center. So tell us about the Cancer Center. And I know it's ongoing. I mean, it's going to start very soon. I know there's going to be a groundbreaking in November. So tell us more about that.
Yes. We've known for years that we need a new facility for cancer at Upstate. One reason is to enhance our clinical care and put all the specialists close together. Another reason is to give our patients a better experience than some of the maybe not quite up-to-date environments that they have to be in because some parts of our hospital and care centers are outdated. And thirdly, to emphasize our close relationship with our basic research, where we have a new emphasis on basic cancer research. The Upstate Cancer Center will be a 5-story building. The Cancer Center will initially occupy the first 3 floors and perhaps expand into the other floors as needed. The groundbreaking will be symbolic in the sense that much of the work that needs to be done before we actually get a steam shovel in there will be hidden to the public. We'll be moving some traffic patterns around and getting ready. It takes a long time to get ready for a major building like this. So we'll start this fall, late
in
fall.
Where exactly will it be?
The Cancer Center will be on the corner of Adams Street, right in front of what we call the ROC, the Regional Oncology Center, right on the Upstate Circle. It'll be connected by closed corridors to both the first and second floor of the hospital, so there'll be a seamless way to get back and forth without going outdoors. It'll be connected to the current Gamma Knife Center, and we'll have easy access to all the facilities within the hospital
as
well.
It's kind of like one-stop shopping.
That's exactly right.
And how will it relate to what's now the Regional Oncology Center, or the ROC, as you mentioned?
The Regional Oncology Center, or ROC, is where patients who need chemotherapy or need to see a medical oncologist get their care. This whole activity will be moved to the second floor of the Cancer Center. The current ROC will become office space for cancer doctors. It'll become clinical trial offices and a number of back office functions so that the chemotherapy patients and medical oncology patients can be in a wonderful new environment. The infusion area looks out over a healing garden, and people can choose to be in a private or a more public area when they're getting their infusion, depending on their personality type and how they feel that day. It's going to be a big improvement in physical surroundings for the patients.
So it sounds like it's going to be more integrated in that you're going to have research right there with clinical, which obviously there can be that translational type of research, bench to bedside and back kind of thing going on, where stuff that they find in the lab can be applied and then, you know, tinkered with and what have you. But also it sounds like you're really attuned to the almost a holistic approach to cancer care.
Well, we hope to do so. The radiation therapy will be moving from the basement of the hospital to the first floor of the cancer center. On the third floor, we'll have the pediatric cancer center and the multi-specialty area, where we'll have specialists from all the different disciplines get together to discuss the cases of people with all the different types of cancer. Lung cancer, breast cancer, one day it may be kidney and prostate and bladder cancer or brain tumors. So we'll have an ability, because we have surgeons integrated into our clinical care scheme here at Upstate, part of our enterprise. So the medical, the radiation, the surgical, and other disciplines can all be integrated together. This will be wonderful. We're going to have rooms for community and professional education, so conferences can take place with researchers and support groups for patients. We will be starting a more formalized survivorship program than has been present before. We hope to do a lot with prevention, risk assessment, early detection, screening.
Tell me more about that survivorship program. What is it? Because I'm unfamiliar with it, and how will it change?
So many people have cancer in this country now. 1 out of 3 women and 1 out of 2 men will get cancer sometime in their lives. Many of them are cured or finish treatment. What happens then? Suddenly, they're not in active cancer treatment, and they may have many, many, many years to live. They may need additional emotional support. They have special medical needs because there are late side effects of treatment. Sometimes these people are at risk for a recurrence or a second cancer. They have family needs. They have emotional needs. They need prevention, active prevention for other things. Some people who've had cancer kind of neglect their medical care for other diseases, which many times is not right because they may live a normal lifespan and they still need to get their diabetes, high blood pressure, heart issues dealt with and shouldn't have these ignored. So we want to be able to provide every patient who's completing cancer treatment a plan for their future medical care, both their actual medical recommendations, which they can take back to their primary care physician, and the emotional and psychological support that they and their family may need as they transition from a patient in cancer treatment to a cancer survivor.
So there'll be ongoing services offered? Is that the idea?
Much of these services are now offered in a less coordinated way, but we will have a specific group of individuals who can counsel patients on the plan for their survivorship. It's actually now required by the Commission on Cancer that each patient completing treatment receive a plan for their follow-up and survivorship care, and we are a high-level commendation center certified by the Commission on Cancer. So we will be bringing these together, which we will be able to do in a new facility. Now these activities are scattered throughout our campus.
You know, you mentioned before about the importance of the physical plant or your environment when you're either undergoing infusion or you're even being diagnosed, it seems to me. And earlier in the interview, you were talking about how palliative care, which is non-medical intervention, in fact, has extended the lives of people. I mean, it suggests how important that the mind-body connection is in terms of both prolonging life, but also improving the quality of life for all patients. And this setting sounds like it'll really speak to that.
Absolutely. And we will be doing needs assessments of our patients to find out what do they really want to get from our cancer center. What kind of integrative and complementary therapies do they think we can provide there? Which would they rather get someplace else besides the place they're getting their cancer treatment? And since we have an activity called National Cancer Survivors Day every June, this coming June, we will be doing questionnaires and polling of all our cancer survivors who attend to find out what they really want and need going forward in the future so we can design programs to meet the needs of our patients, survivors, and families.
Well, that's really revolutionary, and that really goes along with the notion of patient empowerment. I mean, in the sense that, and things I've read, when patients feel like they can participate in their care and in their cure or in their therapy, it has a much more powerful outcome, positive outcome. So that sounds like you're meeting that need as well. It sounds like also you're going to be treating children, and is that unusual for this community as well?
Well, Upstate is the center for children's cancer care in central New York. This is a unique service that we have that's not available anyplace else in our area. And we can treat almost all children with cancer according to the same protocols that are used at the major children's cancer centers, which are few in number around the country. We have a group of pediatric oncologists. The pediatric area on the third floor of the cancer center will be designed with the children in mind. Their infusion area is going to be looking like a freeform playroom.
Wow.
With a special area for adolescents who don't really want to
be with
the
kids.
The little kids.
Right.
And all the children, no matter what their age or diagnosis or degree of illness, will have an individualized place in a nice environment where they can receive their treatment.
Well, Dr. Leslie Coman, that is wonderful. Dr. Leslie Coman, thoracic surgeon, professor of surgery, and the new director of the Upstate Cancer Center, thank you so much for joining us and spending all of this time with us. We know that your efforts will make Central New York a foremost center for cancer research and treatment, and I'm sure our cancer patients will rest a lot easier knowing we have that. We have to take a short break, so please stay right there. We'll be right back. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, 570 WSYR.